You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this thing, guys. All right, so we got an interesting show for you today. It's now an hour long. Yay. No fake clapping, just me really clapping. That's what's up. Boy, it's, today's show is a doozy, I'll tell you that. It's gonna be an eyebrow-raising show for you today. Why do I say that? Because, man, I've got a lot of content here for you. And I'm actually glad that my show is now an hour long, because now I have a little bit more time to kind of break things down and really get into these conversations deeply instead of just rushing through it, because I know that the time is crunched. So, today's show is going to be awesome. I can't wait to share it with you guys right now. And I really hope that you stick around to the very end, because I've got some really interesting topics to talk about that we kind of just don't talk about in the other podcasts. So, are you ready? Here we go. So, the first thing I'm going to open with is Obama's puppet Biden. Obama was caught on tape telling, what's his name? My bad. It's just, that's how irrelevant these celebrities are to me. Like, I don't care about them. They're crap. They're whoever. Like, they could be anybody. You give them a mic and now they're somebody. Like, I mean, that's not the way it works. Like, you've got to go through a lot of things to get your status, but, you know, if you haven't gotten into that, go check out, I think it's the last podcast or the podcast before that. Anyways, so Stephen Tyrone Colbert, who's an American comedian, writer, producer, political commentator, actor, and television host, which, I mean, isn't that pretty much all the same thing? I mean, it's pretty much all the same thing. He's known for his TV show, whatever it is. The Late Show. See, I don't even know. I don't care about these people. I don't. So he was on mic, on video. We're talking about Obama now. He was on video with Stephen Colbert, and he got caught saying that basically he would like to puppet somebody. If I could puppet somebody, you know, because he's talking. He was asked about if he'd like a third term. He's like, you know, if I could just puppet somebody, you know, that would be great. Well, I mean, he's had 4 years to perfect this. And we know that Biden is either a clone or an imposter. He's some kind of imposter. It's not really him, right? So Obama decides he's just going to shove his hand up this puppet's ass and just start talking for him, ventriloquizing for him. I guess that's the word. And so, So now we know what the story behind this puppet imposter Biden thing is. Now we know. Now we know the drama behind it all. And I don't know, man. I don't know what to believe about Obama versus Trump. Like, I want to believe it exists, but at the same time, like does it? You know what I mean? Like does it really? But I don't know. I don't know. But isn't that something, though? That's something. He's gonna stick his hand right up Biden's ass and just start talking for him. Cause this dude's an imposter. It's not really the real Biden. It's not him. So what happened to the real Biden? Did he, is he in a bunker underground? We don't know. We don't know. Somebody does. Obama does. Why don't you ask him? So anyways, now that we're moving on to Trump, Trump's admin wants what they're calling herd immunity. And it's a touchy issue, I guess. I don't know. Here, I'm going to read some of this to you, because it's best described in the article itself. A top Trump appointee repeatedly urged top health officials to adopt a quote-unquote herd immunity approach to COVID-19 and allow millions of Americans to be infected by the virus, according to internal emails obtained by a White House watchdog and shared with Politico. There's no other way. We need to establish herd, and it only comes about allowing the non-high-risk groups expose themselves to the virus, period. Then, science advisor Paul Alexander wrote on July 4th to his boss, Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Michael Caputo, and six other senior officials. Infants, kids, teens, young people, young adults, middle aged with no conditions, etc., have zero to little risk, so we use them to develop herd. We want them infected, Alexander added. It may be that it will be best if we open up and flood the zone and let the kids and young folk get infected in order to get natural immunity and natural exposure. Alexander wrote on July 24th to Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn, Caputo, and eight other senior officials also. Caputo subsequently asked Alexander to research the idea, according to emails obtained by House Oversight Committee's Select Subcommittee on Coronavirus. Alexander also argued that colleagues should stay open to allow COVID-19 infections to spread, lamenting in a July 27th email to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Robert Redfield that we essentially took off the battlefield the most potent weapon we had, younger, healthy people, children, teens, young people who needed to fastly infect themselves, spread it around, develop immunity, and help stop the spread. Alexander was a top deputy of Caputo, who was personally installed by President Donald Trump in April to lead the health department's communications efforts. Officials told Politico that they believed that when Alexander made the recommendations, that he had the backing of the White House. That's the most important part for you to understand. It was understood that he spoke for Michael Caputo, who spoke for the White House, said Kyle McGowan, a Trump appointee who was CDC chief of staff before leaving this summer. That's how they wanted it to be perceived, he says. Senior Trump officials have repeatedly denied that herd immunity, a concept advocated by some conservatives as a tactic to control COVID-19 by deliberately exposing less vulnerable populations in hopes of reopening the economy, was under consideration or shaped the White House's approach to the pandemic. Herd immunity is not the strategy of the U.S. government with regard to coronavirus, HHS Secretary Alex Azar testified in a hearing before the House Coronavirus Subcommittee on October 2nd. Like, why is there a subcommittee for this? Like, Oh my God. In his emails, Alexander also spent months attacking government scientists and pushing to shape official statements to be more favorable to President Donald Trump. For instance, Alexander acknowledges in a May 30th email that a draft statement from the CDC about how COVID-19 was disproportionately affecting minority populations was, quote-unquote, very accurate. But he warned HHS and CDC communications officials that, quote-unquote, in this election cycle, that is the kind of statement coming from the CDC that the media and Democrat antagonists will use against the president. The problems were, quote-unquote, due to decades of Democrat neglect, Alexander alleged. Keyword alleged. Alexander also appeared to acknowledge that the White House's own push to let the states wind down their COVID-19 restrictions was leading to a spike in cases. Here comes more quotes. There is a rise in cases due to testing and also simultaneously due to the relaxing of restrictions, less social distancing, Alexander wrote in a July 24th email. We always knew as you relax and open up, cases will rise. The emails represent an unusual window on the internal deliberations of the Trump administration and the tensions between political appointees like Alexander, a part-time professor at a Canadian university, and staff members in health agencies. On September 16th, HHS announced that Alexander would be leaving the department just days after Politico first reported on his efforts to shape the CDC's farmed morbidity and mortality and weekly reports and pressure government scientist Anthony Fauci from speaking about the risks of COVID-19 in children. Yeah, I mean, that should definitely not be happening anyways, but I digress. In a statement, an HHS spokesperson said that Alexander's demands for herd immunity absolutely did not shape department strategy. Here comes another quote. Dr. Paul Alexander previously served as a temporary senior policy advisor to the Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs and is no longer employed at the department, the spokesperson said. Alexander did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Of course he didn't. Caputo, who took medical leave the same day that Alexander left the department, has referred previous inquiries to HHS. Public health experts have decried calls to deliberately infect younger, healthier Americans with COVID-19, saying that it would unnecessarily put millions of people at risk of long-term complications and even death. You don't say.
We certainly are not wanting to wait back and just let people get infected so that you can develop herd immunity. That's certainly not my approach,
Fauci said in September. Representative Jim Clyburn, who chairs the coronavirus subcommittee, said in a statement that the documents show a pernicious pattern of political interference by administration officials.
As the virus spread through the country, these officials callously wrote, "Who cares? And we want them affected,"
Clyburn added.
They privately admitted they always knew the president's policies would cause a rise in cases, and they plotted to blame the spread of the virus on career scientists.
Clyburn said that the documents, which the Trump administration only released to his subcommittee after the election, more than 2 months after his probe began, underscore why HHS must cooperate with his investigation and that CDC Director Redfield must appear for an interview about an email that he allegedly told staff to delete. Otherwise, I will be forced to start issuing subpoenas, Clyburn said. The email cache provided a real-time look at the administration's deliberations as the COVID-19 crisis first began to rebound during the summer.
So the bottom line is, if it is more infectious now, the issue is, who cares?
Alexander wrote in a July 3rd email to the health department's top communications officials.
If it is causing more cases in young, my word is, who cares? As long as we make sensible decisions and protect the elderly and nursing homes, we must go on with life. Who cares if we test more and get more positive tests?
So this is coming from the same administration that said that the young is basically, it doesn't affect the young. It don't affect kids. But yeah, okay.
How can this be researched and proven true or false?
Caputo asked Alexander in one July 25th email exchange after Alexander had emailed Hahn and nine top communications officials across HHS and FDA about the value of herd immunity. Alexander wrote back with data that he said he'd pulled from several studies, including a link to a June 30th Quanta magazine article about the tricky math of herd immunity.
I did not want to look like a nutball.
Ah, but Alexander, it is too late. You already look like a nutball.
As they think, and as I think this may be true, several hard-hit areas may have herd at 20% like New York City.
Alexander had added that.
That's my argument. Why not consider it?
Probably because you're a nutball? The health department has worked to distance itself from Alexander since his mid-September departure, and several Trump appointees said that Alexander was often isolated during his roughly six-month stint advising department officials.
His rants had zero impact on policy and communications, a senior administration official insisted. Caputo enabled him to opine, but people pushed back, and it even got to a point where Caputo told him to stop sending emails.
Yeah, okay. But McGowan, the former CDC chief of staff, said that Alexander was effective at delaying the famed morbidity and mortality weekly reports and watering down guidance that came from his agency.
He absolutely put pressure on the CDC on MMWRs,
McGowan said.
He wanted to change MMWRs that were already posted, which is just outrageous.
While McGowan said that even though agency officials fended off Alexander's demands to edit the morbidity and mortality reports,
it's the type of political meddling that delayed guidance, delayed MMWRs from getting them out as quickly as possible to be effective, McGowan added.
I mean, that's the end of it. I mean, look at how much drama is going on over something that does not even exist. Like, are y'all getting, like, how stupid this has become? It's just ridiculous. Why is the government even involved in the flu at all? Like, this is the flu. Like, just admit it. It's the flu. Or even, maybe it's a cold. Like, you know what I'm saying? I thought I had the flu once, and it turned out to just be a cold. Doctor's like, yeah, you got a cold. Well, you sure it's not a flu? No. You got a cold, bro. Okay, whatever. So, I mean, now we're going to get into what these vaccine effects are. What's happening to these people now that they are taking vaccine trials? If you look on CDC's website, it basically says, don't worry, we're not going to give you COVID-19 inside the COVID-19 vaccination. We're just going to help you, you know, not get it. We're going to protect you from it. In their own words, COVID-19 vaccination will be a safer way to help build protection. What? This scientifically does this, even medically, this just does not make any sense. It doesn't. Like, this is, like, the more I look into this, the more and more stupid this gets. It's ridiculous. It's as ridiculous as that last article where they're like, I mean, like, for real, this is just one big reality TV show at this point. It's so stupid. They want to make sure that you're safe, that they're safe to give you. The COVID-19 vaccination will help to keep you from getting COVID-19. I don't believe it. Facts about COVID-19 vaccines. Fact. COVID-19 vaccines will not give you COVID-19. Yeah, don't worry. It won't give you COVID-19. It'll just change your DNA. Not only that, it'll have a microchip in it. And you're not going to be able to buy and sell unless, you know, you get it. So stupid. Next thing you know, people are going to be forging vaccination documents. Like, this is already so stupid. It's ridiculous, dude. Beyond ridiculous. So, Trump's pick for CDC director is experienced but controversial. On the face of it, veteran virologist Robert Redfield seems like a good pick to lead the agency, but decades-old disputes are shadowing his appointment. Huh. Isn't that something? Like, I'm reading this one for the first time. Wow. In the first years of his administration, Donald Trump has repeatedly filled important scientific positions with candidates who seem to be either unqualified for the roles or diametrically opposed to the very purpose of these roles. Wow. Scott Pruitt was chosen to lead the Environmental Protection Agency after having repeatedly... he repeatedly sued... the EPA, wow. Rick Perry became Secretary of Energy, heading a department that he formerly wanted to eliminate and that he couldn't remember the name of. Sam Clovis, a now withdrawn nominee for Chief Scientist at the United States Department of Agriculture, had no scientific background. Brenda Fitzgerald seemed a reasonable choice to direct the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, but was forced to resign after Politico reported that she had bought shares in a tobacco company shortly after taking up her post. Wow. Yep, these are definitely foxes in hen houses. Wow. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Wow. Yeah, I'm not even gonna read that anymore. That's enough for that one. I mean that just goes to show you, like, the epitome of the Trump administration. Imagine what the puppet Biden with Obama's hand up his ass would be like. No thanks. And then on top of it, Harris also calling the shots. The dastardly trio. Or in their case, the dastardly duo with double hands up Biden's ass. It's interesting. To say the least, it's interesting. Wow. So, Facebook wants to, every time I talk about COVID-19, or anybody shares anything that I said about COVID-19, they get roadblocked. But not my podcast, because I guess it's because it's not actually hosted on their website, so I mean, they can't touch it. But if you host a meme on their website, they got their fingers all over it.
Hey, get these guys, fact checkers.
Within minutes, they will. It's crazy. Just crazy. So, Australia has canceled all clinical trials of COVID-19 vaccinations. Get this. Because of false positives of HIV. You heard me right. Australians are testing positive for HIV, even though they don't have it, after taking the COVID-19 trial vaccinations. So what, Australia was just like, we had to stop the trial vaccinations because, you know, HIV. And if that isn't funny enough, guess what else is funny? Both Coca-Cola and the applesauce test positive for coronavirus. Yeah, you heard me right. Applesauce and Coca-Cola, the products, both test positive for COVID-19. Alrighty then. Have you ever seen these social distancing warriors? They come by the boatloads. Like I don't even want to get into it, honestly, because it's so stupid. But like, this is your reality now, folks. There are social distancing warriors. There used to be social justice warriors, but now it's morphed into social distancing warriors. Like, are social justice warriors and social distancing warriors the same thing? Like, are they cut from the same cloth? People are being hired to be social distancing warriors. Corporations are hiring social distance warrior enforcers. Hey, are you social distancing enough? Excuse me, you can't talk to that person. You don't know that person, and y'all need to stay at least 6 feet apart. And go mind your own business. Seriously. What if I want to make out with this person I just met? Like, who are you to stop me? Not that I would. But I mean, seriously. What if I'm kissing somebody that you don't think that I know all of a sudden? Like, what, are you going to come up and say something to me? Like, screw off. Get a life. Get a real job. Frick. Golly. It's crazy. So in another podcast, and that's what's up. Well, I shouldn't have even done that podcast. I know it. I mean, I say it plenty of times on the podcast. Because I was sick. I was so sick because of the Gardasil 9 effects. I encourage you to go get Gardasil 9 to get rid of any kind of HPV that you may have so you won't get cancer later on in life. But, like, it makes you sick. One person said that if they would have taken the third dose, they would probably have been dead. They were that sick. And they credit the fact that they're still alive because they didn't get the third Gardasil 9 shot. So I encourage you to not get the shot. Like you can't win for losing. Like, what is, like, just, what is this? God. You know, there's so much fear and propaganda over the virus. It's I can't even get into it. Like, everywhere you look, like, even Greg Stanton. Hey, my family and I were stupid enough to get the test, so, you know, you should probably just you know, go get your test if you have symptoms. You may even not have any symptoms. You might be asymptomatic, going around and, you know, infecting people, but, you know, you should go and get tested. And if you need to get tested, even though our hospitals are slammed with people getting tested, which they're not, then you should definitely go and do it. You know, there's plenty of ways you can go get tested for this now. Golly. GFY, Greg Stanton. He's an Arizona representative now. GFY. What, so he's on the board with Ducey? Doug Ducey? Doug Ducey? Like, jeez Louise. I've had it up to here with this crap. Like, I'm calling it how I see it. If you don't like it, then you should beat it. Beat it. it, like Michael Jackson said. Take your ass off, go on to bed. It's about past your bedtime, cause what you're doing, yeah, it's a high crime, maybe even treason. Tis the season to be giving convictions out, yeah, that's the reason. Because they lying, and they trying to keep you and I dying. I'd say from dying, but that's not what they're trying to do. Yeah, they want to kill me and you. It's a straight up murder scene, cause they wanting that green. I'm talking about dollars like you never seen. Anyways. And she didn't expect that one to happen. I didn't. I felt it and it happened for that. Just crazy. So, let's talk about the weather and climate change and all this crap. I mean, hey, we got plenty of time to do it now. This is crazy, man. Humans control the weather. There are patent owners who patented the technology to control the weather that control the weather. It's straight up. That's what climate change is. And they're banking off of it. So everybody in Louisiana and Florida and all that, they've purposely been hitting you with tornadoes and hurricanes and this and that. I mean, even Trump was going to fly over, and I know I've said this in another podcast, but he was going to fly overseas somewhere and stop the whole trip to fight the weather in Florida. Then made a mockery of it by posting a video on his Twitter of him holding a laser pointer and moving it around. And there was a cat that was looking at it. Like, that sent people over the edge. Some people were like, dude, I'm over it. I'm done with this. This is the most immature administration in ever. In the history of all administrations. This is ridiculous. Like, I mean, Hurricane Dorian, the Tropical Storm Dorian, it was not a tropical storm. It was a weather-manipulated storm. Louisiana, all the storms that have been hitting you have been weather manipulation. It's sick. It's sick. Now, I'm talking about the recent storms. Like, within the last, I don't know, 20 years or so. It's all been weather manipulation. Think about that. Climate change doesn't exist. It's controlled chaos. Because you look at the Farmer's Almanac, and it says nothing about any of this crap. The Farmer's Almanac is a farmer's Bible whenever it comes to farming and weather. And it says nothing about any of this, climate change, this and that. And people are like, oh, it's natural. Oh, it's so it's evolution. It's this. It's like, get out of here. Like, just shut up. Like, you sound so stupid. Like, you absolutely have no idea. Like, even to simple-minded people, you sound dumb. Because here's what happens, folks. This is exactly what happens when there's a big storm that comes your way. There's a helicopter. It flies one direction. It flies back. Hours later, it storms. I'm not the only one noticing this. There are several people who have noticed this happen. When the storm-creating helicopter flies by, everybody's like, oh, it's about to storm. And it doesn't just storm for a little bit. It storms for like a day and a half, 2 or 3 days. It's windy. It rains. It storms. And it's all because that helicopter flies over. Oh, there goes the helicopter. It's about to storm. And they think that they're getting away with this. They think that people like me with a farming background aren't going to call them on their bullshit. Get out of here with this crap. What are you, a freaking wise guy? Huh? Why, I oughta? Speaking of all that, why, I oughta? Let's talk about who David Kushner is. He's got to be related to Jared Kushner. That's not a very common name, Kushner. David Kushner worked for the Rolling Stone, or still does, who knows, is a columnist. And so he decided he wanted to ask me to do an interview, in which you can see our exchange on chancetrahan.com. chancetrahan.com. And you can see on there the Rolling Stone interview. And you go and check that out. But what did he do with this exchange? He took like two words, put it in the interview, glorified a shitbag. Like the whole interview was to glorify a shitbag, and then turns around and posts it on Al Jazeera. See, where he got me was, is he never said that it was going to be for Rolling Stone. It had said he worked for Rolling Stone. Here I am, man. He's all these grand ideas of being on the cover of Rolling Stone. And yeah, never happened. So thanks, shitbag. Thanks a lot. I mean, these guys have known that I was going to run for president ever since my first presidential bid in 2013. That's whenever I first posted, I believe it was February maybe, I first posted that I was going to run for president. That's exactly what happened. I posted it on Facebook, made it public. So it was known. People saw it. Facebook saw it. It became a conversational piece. It's crazy. So what do? They sent Trump to do a man's job. Well, the funny thing about that is Trump does a man. Melania Trump is a man. I dare you to debunk me. A bitch with tits. Like, I don't know what else to call it. I'm just calling it how I see it here. That is a man with a set of breasts. Transvestite, transsexual. Like I said, hey, I've got nothing against that. It's just not my bag, baby. That's your bag, that's fine. But once you, and I'm backtracking here, but once you do this, and you try to pass it off as email, that's when it becomes fraud, especially whenever you're in a federal position. Like, and you're marketing yourself as an American family that does not represent American values. Well, yes, it does. Oh, no, it does not. Because we follow the Bible here. Bible says marriage is between a man and a woman. Like I said, you want to get married to a man? That's all you. Do you, boo-boo. But the minute you start faking it and pretending that that's a female, and you try to market it, mass market it to the whole entire world, that's when it becomes big trouble in little China. You feel me? It's crazy. So Trump is not a Christian. It's been heavily refuted that he's a Christian. And you just can't prove the man is a Christian. Although, I think from what he's said in interviews, that Trump does believe in God and fears him. But Trump doesn't want to answer to God. You understand? I think that's the only reason that he fears God. Like, if he's real, I don't want to have to answer to it. Hopefully there's not a lot that I have to answer to God for. Well, what about the little boys that you raped, Trump? You think you'll have to answer to God for that? What about the paying off of families? You think you'll have to answer to God for that? Hopefully God doesn't hold that against me, huh? Jeez Louise, man. Have you ever seen Trump handle a baby? It's repulsive. Like, he doesn't know what to do with the baby. Like, maybe he's had training now and, you know, he's had coaching. But in earlier videos, it's horrendous to watch him try to deal with, like, hold it. Like, how do you hold this thing? Like, what, like, it's, and it's black. Like, how do you hold this? How do you hold this black baby? I'm not sugarcoating this either. I'm just calling it how I see it, friends. Like, wow. Like, I mean, wow. Just, wow. It's crazy. So speaking of Jared Kushner, let's talk about it can only be Jared. It's gotta be either Jared Kushner or Jared Leto, who's the Antichrist. Hey, maybe it's Elon Musk. Nah, it can't be him. It's got to be Jared Kushner. Because I've been thinking about this. It's definitely Jared Leto. No, because Jared Leto, I couldn't see him in a political position, for one. And also, I couldn't see him, you know, in the temple with videos of him and all this. But Jared Kushner, I could see trying to push that. He's cocky enough. I mean, really. So, I mean, like, I know that the Antichrist is a group, but they're supposed to be just one. I mean, he did own, or does own, who knows, the 666 building in New York. And overpaid a handsome price. Okay. You know that one type of person that buys the most expensive piece of shit money can buy? Like, magnify that times a million. Like, this guy is that big of a douchebag that he had to buy the building. Not only that did he have to buy it, absolutely have to buy it, but he overpaid for it. A huge, handsome price. I can't tell you the exact amounts because I don't have it in front of me right now, but just know, this guy overpaid for the building. He absolutely had to have it. Wonder why? Is it because of the address? Like, geez Louise, dude. I'm in shock and disbelief at this point. It's just, yeah. Another thing I'm in shock and disbelief at, although not that shocking, is that Elon Musk, Mayweather, and McGregor don't want to fight me. They don't. They just don't. They won't take up my challenge for a televised fight to the death. I mean, if they're that good at fighters, then what do they have to worry about? What? They got to worry about killing me in the ring? Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll see about that. But I'm telling you, they will not accept the fight, even though it goes to charity, which they would probably never do a day in their life. They would probably never, ever donate to charity in a fight with me to the death. Do they know that I will kill them? Like, I don't, like, do they think that they will kill me? Like, what's the deal here? Am I just not worth it to them? If they ever tell you why, do tell. I would love to know their answer. Because they're not answering me. They don't want to answer to Mr. Sheriff Man, who will bust their little asses. You know those fights are rigged. You know they are. But yeah. What about... No, I'm talking about boxing. But what about the McGregor fight where he called out somebody for being a soy boy and the soy boy kicked his ass? Makes you wonder, huh? Crazy stuff, folks. Crazy stuff. Just why won't they fight me? Why? God, why won't anybody fight me? Nobody wants to fight. I want to fight. I want to kick their ass. Nobody wants to fight. Like, I've even been noble enough to say I'll do it for charity. They won't do it. They just won't do it. Interesting. Elon would probably try to fight with robots. Oh, come on, let's fight robots. AI against AI. Or you against AI. I'll pit you against artificial intelligence. Jeez Louise. Have you ever seen the new Rick and Morty's? One of them on season 4, they've got a character, Elon Tusk, and it's really his voice. I was just like, wow. Wow. It's crazy. This whole Rick and Morty has got so much propaganda in it, it's ridiculous. Like, they try to push so many propaganda initiatives and indoctrination that it's putrid. I love the show, don't get me wrong, it's funny, but there's just, like, you know what I mean? Like, none of this crap that they're talking about exists. Space travel and alternate realities and universes and this, you know, the multiverse and all this crap, none of this exists. It's stupid. It's just so stupid at this point. But speaking of weird and weird things, you know, riding into California, whenever you come in from the north, at the 666 mile, somebody has adopted this mile, and it's like the Satanic Museum. But the another thing that's weird is that you get into LA, and they have a Museum of Death. Not only do they have a Museum of Death, but they also got a pizza place. You heard me right. A pizza place called Lucifer's Pizza. Maybe I've talked about this in another podcast. We're going to revisit this. It's weird. What are you serving on those Lucifer's pizzas? What's on the spicy pizza, huh? Is it a hot shot of adrenochrome? Do you have to order from the secret satanic menu to get it? It makes me wonder. Well, speaking of other weird things and why California's so weird, when they came out with the Dora the Explorer movie, they had a big sign, super huge sign for it, on the side of a building. Like a super huge poster on the side of a building, so you know how big it was. It was like the whole building almost. And, like, Dora was older. It's an older kid. It's not a kid in elementary school, which the kid is supposed to look like, I guess, that goes on their own adventures. But they've also made the character really dumbed down. Like, do not let your kids watch this, please, because then your kids are going to start acting stupid. They're going to be, what's the word? They're going to have an impression made on them that you're not going to like. The character is so dumbed down that it's beyond ridiculous. And I mean, like, so dumbed down? Like, she doesn't understand basic things that people should understand. And it makes being stupid look cool. And being dumb is really not all that cool, last I checked. So, please, do not let your kids watch this. It's stupid. Please don't. It's really not good for them. I mean, I guess the cartoon was alright, you know? As far as letting your kids watch it. They get to learn Spanish and things like that. But the movie? I mean, I didn't even watch the whole thing. I skimmed through it to see what it was about because I had seen the poster. And I was appalled at what I was seeing. I was just like, wow, I'm definitely not watching this. You know, and I'm definitely won't let my kids watch it. Such a dumb movie. And if you look at the IMDb of this, there are way too many people listed on the credits for it. On just there on the website. It lists everybody but the main director. There's several producers, several assistant directors, a casting director, but there's no main director listed. Why is that? It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Have you ever noticed how these live-action remakes are sexualized? Like, they have, like I said, they turned Dora the Explorer, who's supposed to be a little kid, into a teenager. I don't get it. What agenda are you pushing here, folks? Like, even what was that? The Jungle Book. It was sexualized. Impure thoughts, man. It's not cool. Don't get me wrong, it was cool seeing the movie come to life, but they shouldn't have sexualized the little boy. It's not right, dude. And you know you did it. You know for a fact you did it, and you know why you did it. And we know why you did it. And it's not cool. Like, even people that have seen the movie didn't catch it, but then they went back and watched it, and they're just like, oh my god. Wow. Like, why did they do that? I'm like, yeah. Just goes to show you, man. It's crazy. But again, these people think that they can do this and that we won't notice and won't call them out, or that they can silence us. You know, the good people who will call them out. But they can't. They never will be able to. There's too many of us. Too many of us are willing to take the challenge on and say, you know what? Something's not right. This isn't right. Knock it off. They know what they're doing is wrong, but they're gonna freaking do it anyways. So let me ask you this, folks. Who do you worship? God or the devil? Because God is much more powerful. People think that the devil is just as powerful as God? That's not true. God is much more powerful. And no matter how much you want to, no matter, like, like these people who are doing this, no matter how much you want to do something against them, remember that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Pray to God, ask that he forgives you for your sins, mean it, which is the true definition of repentance, to turn around and mean that you're saying you're sorry, and ask for him to avenge you. Because God is the one true Lord. There is no other Lord aside from God. There has been an incarnation of God, as there are many, such as Yeshua. But there is no other one true Lord, no other one true God, than God himself. Elohim, the God. Have you ever seen the show, The Chosen? You should definitely watch it. You have to download the app and then stream it from their app, The Chosen, which is free to do. It's free to watch, but it basically shows you the story of what you would call Jesus. And it shows you the stories in the Bible coming to life, like in a show, like a regular sitcom show, basically. And now I don't know if they're done with season two, but they have been raising money for season two. And I can't wait to see it, but you should definitely watch it. And in the first episode, they show you what I mean by the one true God, the one true Lord, the real deal. Like, you can worship all these false idols and money and this and that, but there's only one true God, one true Lord, and there shall be no other gods before him. So, my advice to you is do not worship false idols. That award, that plaque, whatever it is, do not worship it. You can have fun having it and owning it and this and that, but the moment you put that energy into it, you start worshiping these false idols, you will go in a downward spiral. There's no joking about this. You can't pretend like it's not real. Like this really happens to people. This is real life. And I just want the best for you and your soul. So do not worship false idols. It's part of the commandments. Here, I'm going to read to you the commandments, because it's really simple. There's only 10 of them, and you should follow them. Commandment 1. I am the Lord your God, who has taken you out of the land of Egypt. Commandment 2. You shall have no other gods but me. Commandment 3. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Which is the name of God, not the word God, but the name of God. 4. You shall remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. The Sabbath day is Saturday, not Sunday. 5. Honor your mother and father. 6. You shall not murder. 7. You shall not commit adultery. 8. You shall not steal. 9. You shall not bear false witness. 10. You shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor. It's simple. It's really easy. Yet, some people just don't get it. Hey, maybe it's their satanic initiation rites. Yeah, you never know. Who knows? Who knows what the reason is for these people to do this? But they know they're wrong, but they're gonna freaking do it anyway. I mean, look, when you realize that outer space doesn't exist, everything in your life becomes much more simple. The way God intended. I'm gonna say this again. When you realize that outer space does not exist, everything in your life becomes a lot less complex. The way God intended. Since we're on the subject of the way God intended things to be, you should check out the Sefer Bible. CEPHER.net. Now keep in mind, if you don't have a lot of money, $100 is going to be a lot, but that's how much the Bible costs. If you spend about $100, $110, You can get even a carrying case for it. And it's really nice. It's great quality. And so basically what this Bible is they have translated the original Bible and they've included all the missing chapters and put them all in the original orders that they were intended to be in. So that way you can actually read the Bible and it be the real deal. You understand? I encourage you to read it. I ordered mine and I cannot wait to read it. I'm not here trying to market it. I'm here trying to save your soul. So if you have an interest in reading the Bible and learning more about God, I encourage you to check out this Bible as I'm going to start doing here. It's got a lot of neat things to it that I can't wait to dive into. I can't wait to read this thing. And it's, like I said, the price is a bit much, but I waited till the right time, and I think it's totally worth the purchase. And I did it. I bought it. Now I'm waiting for it to come in the mail. So I can't wait to see whenever it gets here. But you should definitely go and order a copy of the Bible for yourself. Because it's going to, for me, it's going to answer a lot of the questions that I've had about the Bible. Because, like, there's just things in there, and I'm like, dude, none of this makes sense. Like, Revelations, for example. That is a really wild story of the Bible. So I can't wait to see what this Bible says of Revelations. The way it's going to be, you know, I guess you could say transliterated into this Bible. And I just can't wait to see what it's going to say. I can't wait to see how it reads. It's going to be an experience. It really is. I don't even know what to think about it right now. I'm just excited to read it. I can't wait. I can't wait for it to get here. Because when it does, man, I'm just going to dive into that thing like crazy. And I hope that you have the passion for the Lord as I do. Because I can't even express how much excitement I have to read this book. It's going to be an experience within itself. But one of the most important and interesting things that I've read in some of the scripture of this Bible already, because there are sample scriptures inside the website, and you can check on the website and see for yourself, but it says that if you do not obey these commandments which the Lord has given you, that you will be cursed. You'll be blessed if you follow the commandments, but cursed if you do not. And really think about this. Do you want to be cursed or do you want to be blessed? I want to be blessed. I'd much rather be blessed than cursed. I've received blessings before, and they're wonderful. And so I pray that you find the inner strength and the knowledge to seek the face of God, to understand that the face of God is so beautiful that if you ever saw it, you would surely die. But in this life, I encourage you to constantly seek the face of God. Not that I'm asking that you go out there and die or whatnot, you know, because that's just a little ridiculous. But I want you to continually seek the face of God. Because in your life, if you're not actively seeking the face of God, then what are you actively seeking? What are you actively searching for? Why wouldn't it be the face of God? Like, don't get me wrong. Take care of your family. Do your earthly duties. Labor, work, do your thing. But at the end of the day, remember that this is all to honor God. Honor God and God shall honor you. Because if you don't, you will be cursed. I'm sure people have not followed the commandments. And they kept wondering why their life was downward spiraling. I know I have. And so, it always brings me back to, what am I doing wrong? And whenever I realize what I've been doing wrong, it always comes back to the fact that I need to seek the face of God. I need to actively honor and cherish God so that I may receive his blessings. I encourage you to choose life, my friends. In a world surrounded by manifestations of evil and death, choose life. Do not be cursed. Do not be cursed, my friends. From the beginning to the end, be blessed. From start to finish, be blessed. From first to last, be blessed. But what does this mean to be blessed? To receive the Lord's blessings. To receive everlasting life, which shall not perish. Do not be troubled. Do not be afraid. Keep peace within yourself. Keep peace within you so that you may live a happy and fulfilled life. If you want success, lean on the Lord. Lean on God. Give your problems to God. Live with confidence that the Lord is within you and you are within the Lord. Live your life knowing that the Lord gave everything he's got to give to make sure that you are well taken care of, that no matter what happens in your life, that the Lord is watching over you and the Lord is providing these things for you, giving you his blessings. Know that the Lord loves you and has spared you from much animosity and hatred, because peace in your life is more important. Joy in your life is so important. It's so precious. And to let others come by and take it, it's blasphemy. Cast it out. It does not belong in your life. Anybody who comes and makes trouble in your life, cast it out. Cast them out. Rid yourself of this negativity. Remain in the positive abundance that the Lord intended. The divine Lord resides within you and I. Embrace him. Embrace his love.